you break this tie that you have, this emotional dependency we have on certain foods and eating in general. So you just get a break from that so you can come back. It's like having a desk with tons of stuff on it, like I do, you know. Occasionally, I'll just take everything off my desk, wipe it down, and say, okay, what do I want on here now?
Cue music. Places, everybody, places. We're starting in 3, 2.
Welcome to the Autoimmune Hour, where we look at the rise of autoimmune disorders. I've brought together top experts that range from doctors, specialists, nutritionists, researchers, and even those recovering from autoimmune to bring you the latest, most up-to-date information about autoimmunity and how to live your life uninterrupted.
Thank you for joining us here on the Autoimmune Hour with Sharon Saylor. And we don't want you to worry about taking too many notes, so you can join the Autoimmune Hour's Courage Club, and we'll send you the transcripts and show notes from every episode. Sign up now at understandingautoimmune.com. Now, back to your host, Sharon Saylor.
Welcome, everyone, to the Autoimmune Hour. Oh, it's my pleasure to be back here with you again. And I'm so excited. We have a return guest. Last fall when he was here, he just shared all these great ideas about staying healthy, new medicine, alternative medicine, how to integrate both Eastern and Western medicine, all sorts of fantastic ideas. And I asked him back for about information on spring, the changing of the seasons, and spring detox. I think so many times we think about spring cleaning and we start feeling like we just want to clean everything. Well, what about cleaning our bodies? So we're going to talk to him about spring detox as well. So let me introduce him before I get too carried away here with, because I'm so excited about this. I've always wanted to learn about it. And his name is Dr. Elson Haas, and he's a practitioner of integrative medicine for over 40 years. He's the founder and director of the Preventative Medical Center in Marin. And he is a leading integrative medical center in the country. He's also a pioneer in the field, and he has written numerous books about new medicine, alternative medicine, like I said, the combination of medicines, lifestyle and preventive medicine, all sorts of amazing things. So we're going to talk about a couple of his books, Staying Healthy with the Season and the Detox Diet, today. So welcome, Dr. Haas. Thanks for being back on the show.
Hello, Sharon. Thanks for having me back. We had a really good time on our first meeting, so let's do it again.
Absolutely. I am so excited about this topic. I have never detoxed. I hear about it all the time. I've tried a variety of little detoxes, nothing, you know, like amazingly long. So I'm just curious about, describe what is detox. I think it's, personally for me, it's kind of a scary word.
Well, it's basically a simple idea that we're, you know, cleaning up our habits, cleaning up our diet, looking at the habits that we have. I have several acronyms. You know, New Medicine is one. NEW stands for Natural Eastern and Western. But I also have in my detox diet book an acronym called SNACCS, S-N-A-C-C. Stands for sugar, nicotine, alcohol, caffeine, and chemicals. And one of the reasons I wrote that book, and I have chapters on each of those snacks, is that when I traveled around and was starting to talk about detox, I saw that more than 90% of people, and these are even health talks that people are coming to, relatively healthy people, but more than 90% have at least a habit to one or more of those substances a day. So they're eating sugar every day, caffeine, alcohol at night, cannabis, over-the-counter meds, sleeping pills, etc. And I realized that even healthy people need to take a break, clean up. So this relates to a lot of issues that, you know, I would call congestive and inflammatory, pain, allergies, digestive upset. We could all benefit from this idea of detoxification.
Thinking about the holiday season that we just came out of, two things. A lot of us have set New Year's resolutions to clean up our bad habits, but a lot of things you listed are so synonymous with the holiday season.
Exactly.
Sugars, alcohols, all those sorts of things.
Well, I realized I've actually coined the syndrome, and I have a description of it on my website called the stimulation sedation syndrome. And it's whereby people are using substances that I just mentioned to manage their mood and energy. And even healthy people, so like the idea of giving up their two or three cups of coffee in the morning or their couple of glasses of wine at night. You know, it's a foreign idea. And my basic view in looking at our own personal health is that we start with how are we living? Life, you know, my motto in my practice is lifestyle first, natural therapies next, drugs last. And so, but many people are using medicines to treat problems, wherein if we really corrected our lifestyle, we probably wouldn't have them in the first place. And that's what I see is that when people, you know, when I evaluate, I still see a lot of new patients. I do health assessments. I look at prevention as mostly the way we live. You know, how are you living today? And what's that going to do 20 years from now if you keep doing that? And that's preventive medicine. You know, many people think it's colonoscopies and mammograms and blood tests and vaccines and all that. That's prevention. But, you know, it's an aspect of that. It's looking for early diagnosis and it's, you know, trying to keep and assess our body and see if it's in a healthy state. But real prevention has to do with cleaning up our habits and our lifestyle. And our lifestyle relates to what I have on my website, the five keys to staying healthy. We talked about that in our first interview. Basic ideas: nutrition, exercise, sleep, managing stress, and a healthy attitude. And an attitude of gratitude is really good. When we get up every day, wow, I have another day to live. I'm living one day at a time. I'm going to make it the best day I can. My attitude changed when I went on my first spring cleanse back in 1975.
Now, I'm thinking, I haven't done a spring cleanse, and I want to know more about those, but I'm thinking I gradually cleaned up, like when I quit sugars and I don't have alcohol, and I can't say I'm totally caffeine-free, but I cut way back on it. But I did that at different times. It wasn't like all at once. Is a spring cleanse?
Well, I do different, like, you know, in January, I do an online detox group where people clean up their habits. It's 2 weeks. You're still eating food. You're just getting rid of caffeine, alcohol, sugar, wheat, dairy, you know, heavy foods, red meats, fried foods, etc. And you're eating really simply. And my detox diet is mainly steamed vegetables, lunch and dinner, some fruit and grain in the morning. You're still getting to eat three meals a day. You're just eating different things than you might. So that's what I do in the colder time of the year, because juice cleansing is something that was really awakened me in my health. And I did that the first time in the early to mid spring. And that's a juice cleanse. That was lemonade master cleanse. It's called lemon juice, maple syrup, cayenne pepper, water. And you just drink that, you know, all day. And we'll get into that as we talk about spring cleansing. But that was very dramatic for me. You know, I was growing up, I ate the American diet, ate a lot of sugar, junk, a lot of red meat, fried foods, burgers, fries, sodas, milkshakes, etc. And I was overweight all through my childhood and even in college and medical school. And I had allergies. I called them allergies because I would wake up congested and blow my nose and not sleep great because I was always congested. So anyway, I went to hear this talk by this gentleman, Stanley Burroughs, who wrote a little book called The Master Cleanser. And he was talking about things that I didn't learn in medical school. I was about a couple years out of medical school into practice. I said, well, I didn't learn any of this in medical school. I'm going to try this. He talked about doing a 10-day, you know, juice cleanse. And so I said, okay, what do I got to lose? So I started it. And I felt pretty crummy for a couple of days. But the third day, I remember, was a shift. I woke up clear-headed. I slept 5 hours. I woke up energized. And I started to feel a vitality and a clarity that I hadn't had. And I was, 27 years old or so? And I said, wow. You know, and I went through the next week, I started to feel clearer, lighter. My body let go of 20 pounds. I had energy all day. I slept better. I slept less and had more energy when I woke up. And I said, wow, this is how I want to feel. This matters. So I shifted my attitude. You know, the attitude was basically, this is the only body I have. I'm going to treat it well. I'm going to treat it with love. And so I started eating better. I shifted my diet. I started reading books on natural health, but there wasn't a lot out of at that time. You know, Pablo Arola, Bernard Jensen, a lot of books on herbs. I started studying intensively herbal medicine, traditional Chinese medicine, mind-body, you know, healing from the inside out, I call it, where we really tune into the conflict that represents the diseases and the problems that we have. And I just continued doing that. And I started eating much more from nature. I started doing a 3-day detox every new moon and got myself to where I was really tuning into my habits and my overeating and all that. And that attitude really has carried with me still 40 some years later. I've done at least a 10-day juice cleanse every spring. I drag around 30 or 40 more people to do it with me. And it's kind of a, you know, fun thing. And I've been initiated, you know, really thousands of people into this process. And to me, it's like a good place for people to learn about what works and doesn't work. But, you know, it works great when it's for the right people. You know, people who shouldn't probably do juice cleansing are people who are already a little depleted, people who are weak, people anemic, low thyroid, advanced diseases, pregnant women, nursing moms. You know, they need some different adaptation. So there's a lot of things that juice cleansing and detox programs can help benefit. And that's all the itises, any kind of inflammation, aches and pains, digestive upset, skin rashes, headaches, allergies, high cholesterol, high blood pressure, helps to rebalance diabetic patterns. I've seen it. I've had so many people, because I've been doing groups for almost 40 years. So I get to experience what people go through. And really, the comments I get from people after they do it, like in our last session of our group, is, wow, it wasn't really as hard as I thought it was going to be. Because the hardest part of doing this is getting your mindset going and getting started. Just doing it. And even every year, it's like, okay, all right, I'm starting tomorrow. I'm starting, you know, and, you know, I finally get into it. And once I get into it, wow, because you feel so good, typically. Not everybody, but I would say 9 out of 10 people feel better than usual in the midst of their cleansing.
Now, I've heard, though, and a lot of people have sort of told me about the first couple of days, and you even mentioned the first couple of days were tough for you, and that tends to stop people all of a sudden. They're like, oh man, that first day, that second day wasn't any fun. But that's where the body is shifting and recalibrating, correct? That's where.
Right. Yeah. Well, you're also detoxifying. I mean, typically if you're a coffee drinker and you stop drinking, you're going to have a headache for a day. If you're a sugar user and you stop using, you know, simple sugars or added sugars, you know, you might feel emotionally upset a little bit, you know, and you might feel fatigued or irritable, but that passes pretty quickly. You know, all these symptoms pass usually in the first couple of days, and not everybody experiences that. I experienced that the first time, but subsequently hardly. Usually within a few hours, I start to feel better. I feel my energy shift into that cleansing mode. And it's a way that I've kept my body in balance, I think. And you know, at 71, I still feel good. I don't take any medicines. And if I had continued eating my family's diet and living the lifestyle of, you know, typical, American program, I'd be on several medicines for blood pressure, cholesterol, probably early diabetes and all that. And I think because I've eaten wholesomely and, you know, and given up certain things in my diet, I don't do four-legged animals for 40 years. I don't do much dairy food. I never drink milk anymore. And I grew up on that. You know, when I grew up drinking 4 glasses of milk a day, doctor said, oh, yes, that's what you need. And you expect to have 4 or 5 colds a year. Well, guess what? When I got off of drinking milk and eating a lot of dairy, didn't get sick very easily anymore. Hardly ever got colds. You know, maybe once a year I might get a couple of days of sniffles or something like that. But it really changes, you know. And what I learned is that when your body's healthy, and that means your body's clear and clean and a little bit more alkaline, you don't feel, you know, you don't get sick. You know, healthy bodies don't get sick very easily. And healthy body means healthy tissues, healthy cells. You know, in my new detox, in my new medicine book, I have a whole chapter on understanding the causes of disease. In the center of that cause chart is the cell and the cell health. And the cells stay healthy when we get all the nutrients in, all the vitamins, minerals, amino acids, fatty acids, and phytonutrients from many of the nature foods. And we avoid the toxins and chemicals and metals that get into our air, food, and water we put on our bodies that interfere with healthy cell and tissue and organ function. So when we keep our cells healthy, that's what I'm talking about, keeping our body healthy. That's a healthy body, doesn't get sick very easily. That's when our cells are functioning optimally.
Fantastic. We need to take a quick commercial break. And when we come back, we're going to talk to Dr. Haas about what do we need to start. And I think I can safely say from what I've already heard that the majority of us, other than that list he gave, is probably want to listen to this part, next part, really closely. It sounded like most of us would benefit. We'll be right back.
Life Interrupted Radio will return after these messages from our sponsors. It's great sponsors like these that keep this show coming to you every week. Be sure and stop by lifeinterruptedradio.com to learn more.
Your conscious lifestyle on steroids. OM Times Radio. IOM FM.
Hello, I'm Lisa Berry. Join me every Monday at 1 p.m. Eastern Time for Light on Living. A chance to see new, hear different, and feel more as I shine the spotlight on all the ways to lighten the load of life's challenges. Light on Living is your link to that new way you're looking for, that new understanding that will enhance your life, and that positive connection that will support your growth. So join me, and you'll gain insight and start to see things in a new way that motivates you.
OM Times Magazine is one of the leading online content providers of positivity, wellness, and personal empowerment. A philanthropic organization, their net proceeds are funneled to support worldwide charity initiatives via Humanity Healing International. Through their commitment to creating community and providing conscious content, they aspire to uplift humanity on a global scale. OM Times, co-creating a more conscious lifestyle.
Listen and imagine. It takes 5 seconds to send a text, and for those 5 seconds, you're driving blind.
Life is worth more than a text.
Stay alive. Don't text and drive.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org, a message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, Noise, and the Ad Council.
Welcome back, everyone, to the Autoimmune Hour. I'm Sharon Saylor from SharonSaylor.com, and we've been talking with Dr. Elson Haas, who is the founder and director of Preventative Medical Center in Marin and a leading integrative medical center in the country. And he's also just considered one of the fathers of integrative medicine. And he's been sharing with us tonight about detox, and specifically spring detox. I always think we get into the spring cleaning mode for our house, and how do we do it for our body? So he was sharing with us some of the ideas of how detox works and who it's for and who it's not for, and which I really appreciate that, because oftentimes somebody who's done a detox without the background can just get so excited and think all of us should, but you were mentioning some people that shouldn't. But let's jump into, if we're in that list of those people who should, what do we need to start?
Well, you need to make a plan. Like any good program, you should have a plan. You should write it down. Ideally, even make a commitment. Here's what I'm going to do. That's what I do in my groups, is people make a plan and they sign the plan saying, okay, here's what I'm going to do. Starting tomorrow, I'm going to get off of sugar, caffeine, and alcohol. I'm going to eat lots of veggies that day. And then, you can just start. When I first did it, I just jumped into juicing. So, when it's warmer outside, like in by mid-spring into summer, it's easier time to do juice cleansing because your body tends to cool down. I don't really suggest that in the cold or winter months. Typically, normally you want a warming diet. The whole idea of eating with the seasons, which is, my first book, Staying Healthy with the Seasons, is nature provides the foods that we need. So when it's hot outside, we can eat things that are cooling, more cooling. A lot of, melons, fruits, veggies, etc. When it's cold outside, we need to create more fuel. We need to add more heat to our food. So we eat foods that are stored well. We eat nuts and seeds. We eat grains. We cook grains. We cook hard squashes. We eat meats and things like that because we need more fuel. We need more warming fuel. That was my first message about nutrition, is food is your body's fuel, and let it nourish you. And the idea of spring cleaning, you know, it's a very, it's an eternal nature message. You know, things start, they're fresh, they're green. And I find that when I do juice cleansing, the benefit is that I start cleaning up everything. I go through my closet, I get rid of stuff I don't need. I clean my refrigerator out. I clean my cupboards out. I would do the dishes. You know, when I was in a family with my wife and our two kids growing up, at first it was hard because, I was not eating with the family, but she liked that I kept myself cleaner. I cleaned the kitchen better. I wiped things down. And plus I was still cooking. I was still making meals because part of it is that I was enjoying, I wasn't eating, but I was enjoying the aromas and the beauty of making a nice food. And so just because I've drank Master Cleanser where I've gone to dinner meetings and just had a glass of juice and a wine glass or something, you know, and that's what I was doing because, you know, it's kind of getting your mindset. So that's, as I mentioned earlier, that's the hardest part, is just saying, I'm going to do this, and give yourself a time and give yourself a length of time that you're going to do that.
A couple of things that came to mind when you said that, I appreciate you pointing out what the warming foods were versus the spring summer foods, because in our typical grocery store today, you have a set type of food and it rarely deviates from that, unless you go to like our beautiful farmers markets or something like right. that, where they obviously are with the seasons. I think a lot of people aren't aware that food is seasonal.
Right.
Because at grocery stores, that's what you get.
Yeah, and it depends on where you live. I mean, if you live in the north of the U.S. versus the South, it's different. If you live on the West versus East, so we still have seasons out here. I mean, I grew up in Michigan, so it was much more definitive seasons. We didn't have, as much, food in the winter. You got stuff out of your freezer, out of your refrigerator. But in California, it's still seasonal in the sense that it's colder and damper. The days are shorter. I mean, to me, it's the light dark cycle that really influences the seasons and our health as much as, the temperature.
Good point. I suggest, and I want your thoughts on it, giving yourself some sort of celebration or success when you complete this. So, because that always helps my mindset, is having some ritual at the end that I can look forward to. And that doesn't mean splurging on a bottle of wine or whatever, but, something I've wanted to do or some event I've wanted to attend is always good.
Right.
My mindset.
Or it could be a reward. You get to buy something for yourself. I've had people do that where they buy a new juicer or they buy some new knives for their kitchen or, something that's there. Because you don't want to necessarily say reward yourself with cake and ice cream and pizza,
That kind of defeats the
purpose. Yeah, because that can kind of throw your body off again.
I have a question about juicers. There's so many different types. There's the juicer that makes just the juice, and then there's a juicer that leaves what's actually, I would call it more of a pulverizer. That's my word. I'm not sure. But it leaves all of the fibers and the bits in it. It basically just turns it into thick. Which is better?
Well, that's more of a blender. A lot of people have Vitamix, it's a high-level blender, which is different. You're making smoothies, basically. A juicer is a centrifuge juicer, or there's fancier ones than that, where you're basically getting the juice out of, out of the fruit. I mean, or the vegetables primarily, cucumber, celery, carrots common, you can do greens, then there's specific juicers that just do greens, because a lot of typical juicers, you can't stick a bunch of chard and kale or spinach in there and easily get juice out. So, yeah, you just have to find out what you need. But I'll tell you the one thing nice about the Master Cleanse, which I'll get into in a second here, is that you don't need a juicer. You just need to squeeze some lemons.
Oh.
Or lime.
Okay.
So that's easier. It's actually the easiest cleanse of all. And that's the first one that I did and the one that I teach. But I've added a lot of changes from the original plan. I use less maple syrup, etc. So basically, the Master Cleanse is, you know, also called the lemonade or spicy lemonade diet. And the formula is 2 tablespoons of fresh squeezed lemon juice, 1 tablespoon, the original formula is 2 tablespoons, of pure maple syrup, ideally organic, grade B, but any maple syrup will do, and 1/10 teaspoon of cayenne pepper and 8 ounces of water. So that's basically a spicy, slightly sweet lemonade, and people could adapt a little bit the proportions based on that. Some people don't like the cayenne. They end up taking cayenne capsules. Some people use a little more maple, especially if you're less, if you don't want to lose weight. I wanted to lose more weight, so I use less maple. And many people in my groups, you know, we adapt to that. People with sugar sensitivity can use blackstrap molasses instead. You can drink it warm. You can add warm water to the formula. You can add cold water. But a few important things about drinking Master Cleanser. It is a sweetened lemonade. So I have people, instead of just having a little glasser like I do my water and we just kind of sip it every bit, I have people drink it like a meal, drink a couple glasses at once, and then rinse their mouth with water, slosh it around in your mouth. So the lemon, because a lemon has ascorbic acid and citric acid in it, both are slight acids that can interact with your teeth enamel and pull some of that, your enamel off. And I've seen people in practice that have very mottled and broken down teeth. And I said, well, you know, and then they used to suck on lemons or oranges, and that would, you know, interfere with that. So that's one thing, is you want to rinse your mouth after every glass or every drink of Master Cleanse with water. The second is I don't have people carry it in the plastic because the plastic can interact with the lemon and also bring some of the toxins out of the plastic. So put it in a glass. And I also have people, as I said, drink it in amounts, but you know, you also need to do other things like make sure your bowels are working. There's another part of Master Cleanse that we call the internal saltwater bath. And it's you adding 2 teaspoons of sea salt to 1/4 of warm water. And you drink that whole thing down in the morning. and I write about it in the spring section of my Staying Healthy with the Seasons book, which we'll have up on my website, as well as, you know, 5 Keys to Staying Healthy and all that. So basically, what's important, when people don't feel well during cleansing, they're either not hydrated enough so they can drink more water, or their bowels are not moving through enough, so there's backed up of toxins and things like that. So you want to get your bowels moving, and some people do that with laxative teas. Some people go get colonics or do enemas at home. But the one that's written about in the Master Cleanse is called the internal saltwater flush. And it's 2 teaspoons, not tablespoons, of sea salt with 1/4 of water. And I've done this, you know, 100 times probably in my life. And I do it on the second or third morning. And I drink the whole, you know, glassfuls, you know, 4 glasses of the salt water. And the idea is it's in an osmolar balance with the body. It's like, you know, seawater is. So it's not absorbed or... and it basically washes through your intestinal tract because it's a similar concentration.
On an empty stomach, when we first get up?
You do it in the morning. I've had people do it, drink the quart, and then go back to sleep for an hour, and they get up when their bowels have to move. But a lot of you basically have, if it works right, and it's not, doesn't work great for everybody, people have to find it. For people it works, you know, really well for, you know, it's worth doing. But some people, if they're not in balance in their body, they might absorb some of the salt or might absorb the water, and it won't work as well. So there's, you know, then people with high blood pressure tend to be sensitive to salt. I don't have people do that either. But it should just wash through your intestines. Your bowels will move through first, and then you'll have kind of watery diarrhea for, you know, half an hour, a couple times. So you want to be home for those couple hours when you do that.
That was my thought there was, okay, that sounded like it works pretty quickly. So we'll have it on a day where you're home.
Yeah, and that's why I have people tend to start cleansing programs on a Friday, because Friday, usually you feel okay that day, but by the end of the day, you might feel a little funky, and the next day you might be symptomatic. So for most people, you have that weekend to do it, and then you can do salt water on the Saturday or Sunday morning, you know, when you're home. So that's how I have people organize it.
Fantastic. Now, I'm curious that a lot of people that with autoimmune, they tend to have inflammation already. And when we're starting this cleanse, does the inflammation increase for a couple of that first day or two, or?
I don't think it does. I think it comes down pretty quickly. And that's one of the things I've seen with juice cleansing. If I have people with pain syndromes or inflamed joints or things like that, I've seen so many benefits, so many, you know, anecdotes, because I haven't really, you know, published any studies on this. But people just say, yeah, my body feels good. I mean, I do my groups, because I've done groups usually with, you know, 30 people or so. They'll come back into the second session, like day five or so. And they'll say, you know, I'm waking up. I'm not so stiff. They'll go like this. And they say, you know, my body feels better. I feel lighter. You know, my aches and pains are better. I haven't had any headaches. So it really is, for many people, a phenomenal experience. And I have people do all the other aspects. I have a whole chapter on juice cleansing in my detox diet book. There's many other aspects, you know, besides getting your bowels moving. You know, you want to be outside, you know, be in nature, do some exercise. I find that people always say, how come I have energy to exercise. I said, yeah, typically you will. And, you know, one of the things I add over and above the, original Master Cleanse, is I have people get a green powder, like, you know, chlorella and, you know, barley grass and things like that, and do that. I have people do some extra vitamins, like, and ionic minerals in a drink. So you do that when you go work out. So I make a little drink up for when I go exercise. And I find that my aerobic capacity is usually better. You know, my strength, you know, as I get into the second part of the cleanse, maybe my strength isn't quite as what it normally is. So I'll do a little less weight work, you know, or a little lower amount. And I just kind of keep my body toned up. And it's a good time. You can do steams or saunas. A lot of people do infrared saunas as a way of detoxing. So you just add all these other components to create, you know, a healthy, you know, cleanse and detox program.
Okay, fantastic. So we've gotten through the first 3 days about. How long do we continue this for? Because you had mentioned that shift in your muscles and things. How long is it typically?
I have people do the typical amount of time is 10 days. And you do it, you know, because by day three, you come into it by day, you know, and then usually from day three to seven, you feel pretty steady, pretty good energy. Many people comment, I don't think I ever want to eat again. You know, you break this tie that you have, this emotional dependency we have on certain foods and eating in general. So you just kind of get a break from that so you can come back. It's like, you know, having a desk with tons of stuff on it like I do, you know. And I just like, occasionally I'll just take everything off my desk, wipe it down and say, okay, what do I want on here now? So that's the benefit we have of that cleansing process. You kind of erase the blackboard, so to speak. And then what do I want to write? And when I had all this stuff up there, I couldn't really tell what was what. But when I have it simplified and I just write a few words on there, I'm going to be able to see those more clearly. So as you start to come back, to me, the greatest benefit of cleansing and detox and spring cleansing particularly is that we get to reselect what's part of our world. What do we want to bring in? And if we've gone off sugar and caffeine and dairy and eggs or soy or whatever it might be, and you start to bring those back in, you get to see, how does it make me feel? Does my body get stiff again? Do I have headache? You know, and that's to me the greatest benefit about coming out in the new, in our new eating program. You know, I don't even use the word diet. You know, we recreate that. And when people are cleansing, they simplify. Say, okay, I can, you know, one of the exercises I do with my groups in the middle of it is like, you're going to go off to an island and you can have seven primary foods with you. What foods are the best for you? What do you feel good on? What's, you know, what did your ancestors eat even? You know, what are your key foods that you enjoy and that you think are healthy for your body? And when you're kind of in a cleansing zone, it's, you know, it's a little easier to pick foods that, you know, have a healthier vibration to them versus, mm-hmm. Oh yeah, I'm taking pizza away. I'm going to have a pizza company right there on my island, you know? No, you're going to take, you know, foods, and they're very specific foods. Like I would pick, you know, broccoli, apples, salmon, avocado, you know, so you want, you know, another, you know, a green, you know, probably, you know, kale or chard. So you know, everybody has a little different choices from that. But it helps you tune into, like, what are your key foods? So, and people could even write a list coming out of a cleanse, you know, within a week, I'm going to bring these 25 foods back into my diet. And then we'll see, okay, do I still feel pretty good, you know? And a lot of people want to lose weight, and it's a good, I don't use cleansing and detox as a weight loss program. I use it as a transition from one way of eating to a new way. And so it really helps to kind of take a break. It's, you know, like kind of cleaning off your desk and then putting in and making it a little bit more zen than you were before, and simplify, and, you know, put all, you know, put these other tchotchkes in a box, and, you know, they can go out in your storage room, and, you know, you don't want to get rid of them because you still are kin to them, but you don't need them all around you.
Right. You mentioned 25 foods, and I'm curious with, and you said within the first week, but I'm curious, do you mix and match them, or do you just introduce one at a time to see, oh, okay, because what would happen, I'm curious of what would happen, maybe it's something that's perfectly considered an awesome food, let's say an apple, and all of a sudden you wake up with joint pain, and like, well, maybe right. Just for me, my apple isn't the right thing for me right now. Do you introduce all 25 at once, or do you?
No, you start to eat, you're going to go into probably having some steamed veggies, you're making a vegetable soup for things. And if you have reaction, then you'll have to take that meal apart and figure out, well, what set me off here? But yes, it's an opportunity to use your body as a clean, vehicle, and saying what gets in the way of that. Yeah. So you wouldn't start with 25 foods, but you might start with 5 or 10 and saying, okay, make sure these are okay. And then you start adding more foods in it. I have in my Staying Healthy with the Seasons book, a 21-day, it's called Elimination Diet and Dietary Tests, where you kind of let go of these, you know, this group of foods, and then you come down to even 2 days of water, and then you start adding one food back at a time.
Well, you know, what's fascinating to me is that when I first started understanding food sensitivities and food allergies, I eliminated a lot of things, but every so often I'll go out to eat and all of a sudden, it's so fascinating how fast it happens, I'll just get, my nose will start to run, or I'll get what feels like a little sinus pain. And for years I kept thinking I had reoccurring sinus infections, but it actually turned out to be food sensitivities.
Right.
It was amazing how fast it happened.
Well, this is really one of the best ways to find out if you have allergies or food sensitivities. And that's one of the clinics, one of the things I specialize in my clinic is blood testing for foods and environmentals, skin testing, desensitization programs, and all that. And we get, you know, a fair amount of referrals from other doctors because we have a fairly innovative testing to really assess people. But really the best testing is the elimination diet, and then bringing things back in. Like, you know, maybe you tuned in to what in those meals set off, you know, your sinus pain or, you know, made you congested. You know, and I see that too. If I go out to a dinner and, you know, we have a little dessert, you know, I'll be congested. Or even just like, I don't normally drink much alcohol, but if I have a glass of wine, you know, I'll feel a little different. I won't wake up or sleep quite as deeply, or wake up a little more congested. You know, and I just have to do that. If I start doing that every day, then I'm going to have some of those aches and pains that, you know, people often have.
Yeah, I get more chronic. We need to take a quick commercial break. Again, our final one here. But when we come back, we're going to talk to Dr. Hassan more about this, as well as some environmental types of things that we can do, too. I find that fascinating, all these ideas from not having plastic, putting our lemon juice into glass, and all sorts of environmental things we can do for our cleaning up, our spring detox. We'll be right back.
Your conscious lifestyle on steroids. Om Times Radio. IOM FM.
Change and growth are part of natural life and also part of your spiritual life. Everyone needs support and guidance, especially during life passages. Upgrade yourself with the Om Times Experts program. With Om Times Experts, you have access to the best intuitive coaches, spiritual teachers, counselors, astrologists, and oracles. Our team was carefully selected so you can trust. Find out more at experts.omtimes.com.
Grab a cup of tea or a glass of wine and tune in for Inspired Conversations with publisher Linda Joy on Tuesdays at 2 p.m. Eastern. Linda creates sacred space for leading female luminaries, empowering authors, heart-centered female entrepreneurs, coaches, and healers. A soulful venue where guests openly share the fears and obstacles they've overcome, wisdom and lessons learned, and the personal journey that led them to the transformational work they do in the world. Inspired conversations to empower you on your path to authentic, soulful living.
Research shows we apologize up to 10 times a day, and most of the time, we say sorry as a response to someone else's mistake. What if we thanked people instead of all that unnecessary apologizing? So instead of saying, sorry, I'm rambling, you say, thank you for listening. Join us at ProjectForgive.com, a free non-religious resource on global forgiveness.
Hi, this is Sharon, and of course you know me from here on the Autoimmune Hour. Maybe you don't know I'm also an author. My latest book is for kids. It's Pinky Chenille and the Rainbow Hunters, a winner of a 5-star reader's favorite review. It's perfect for your early reader and a great bedtime story for your young adventurers. Check it out over at pinkychenille.com. That's PinkyChenille.com. See you there. Welcome back, everyone, to the Autoimmune Hour. I'm Sharon Saylor from SharonSaylor.com, and tonight we're here with Dr. Elson Haas. He's an amazing integrative medical practitioner. He's known as one of the fathers of integrative medicine, as well as the author of numerous books for adults, children, family, everything, for Eating with the Seasons, as you've heard him talk about, as well as Staying Healthy, the merging of East and Western medicine and how we can do that, nutritional medicine. And tonight we've been talking about detox and spring detox. One of the things I wanted to just touch on, if you have any final thoughts about the spring detox and food, then I'd like to get into some of the things, because I know you're really a big proponent about understanding our environment that we live in as well, as how that can sometimes had the metaphor as cleaning off the desktop, but I know it goes deeper than that.
Well, it's interesting that in my 1,000-plus page Staying Healthy with Nutrition book, I have an entire chapter called The Environmental Aspects of Nutrition. And it has to do with air, food, water, you know, chemical use. I think most of us in this last 40 years or so, this getting back to nature movement that many people have, eat organic foods, don't use chemicals, don't put chemicals and drugs in your body unless you really have to, lifestyle first, natural therapies next, drugs last, my motto, staying healthy has really been the focus of my whole career. It's like, what does it take? And that's when I started studying, as a philosopher physician and studying, Eastern medicine and the idea of barefoot doctors, about working with people and families. What does it take to keep you healthy? When you do get sick, what are you going to learn from that? Illness is there for a reason. It's to help us understand our limitations and, finding the right path for us. And I don't think people listen enough, especially in Western medicine. We just treat, the difference of an integrative approach to healing versus Western approach. And in Western medicine, the typical question is like, what can I take to make this go away? I have a headache, a backache, a sinus, congestion. The people will just pop something in it, and they're not really addressing the real question, which is, why is this present? What's the meaning of it? What's out of balance in my body? What's the healing? And when we ask that, then we're good.
That's interesting. When we talk about things like that, I know you, in your books, you write a lot about our mindset, and we opened with mindset, but sometimes mindset can get a little confusing for us, as we tend to, at least I know with some of the people I talk to, tend to fall in this idea, especially with an autoimmune, is, am I ever going to get better? Oftentimes with our first diagnosis of an autoimmune, it's almost ingrained on our, tattooed on our forehead, as if, this is your life, get real. But I have found that with your books and your work, you don't have that same temperament and belief about autoimmune conditions.
Well, I think autoimmune is, I think there's a psycho-emotional spiritual side to autoimmune. I mean, it's basically, we call it in Western medicine, you know, a self-attack. Your body's attacking. And that's why when I talk about attitude as really the key, and when you have a loving attitude towards self and others and maybe a little more trust in the world, which is not always easy, especially if you watch the news, you know, then, you know, it's a stress. But I think there's inflammation comes from your body misguidedly, you know, making antibodies, basically, or having immune activities against, you know, body tissues like Hashimoto's thyroid, rheumatoid arthritis. One of my books, Ultimate Immunity, goes into that really deeply and understanding how the immune system works. And when we get hyperimmune, we get allergies and autoimmune issues. When we get weakened immunity from lack of nutrient intake and vitamins and minerals and all the things that support that, we get ill more easily. We get whatever's going around. You know, people are constantly asking me, is there something going around now? Yeah, well, there's always something going around. But if it doesn't go, you know, if it goes around you and not in you, then you're, you know, you're better off.
That's a good way to look at it. Well, I know here we are just coming into spring and out of what they call flu season and things like that. What are some things that we can do to protect ourselves there?
Well, on a little metaphysical level, I would say just really, you know, empower yourself, surround yourself in light and gold, and make sure that anything coming into you is purified. It's kind of an affirmation that I do. One of the things I do is I have a cold pool and a hot tub out in my backyard. So I get in often. I think it supports my immune health by, you know, taking a relaxing tub and then jumping in my cold pool.
Oh,
and that not most people, most of my friends and family don't really like to do that, but I find that that works for me. You know, there's a lot of antioxidant nutrients. There's herbs, you know, astragalus, and some people use echinacea. Although I don't have people use echinacea if they have autoimmune issues, and you know, all the vitamins, vitamin A, C, E, D, all the antioxidants, the B vitamins. So in Ultimate Immunity, I have that whole pattern of an anti-inflammatory diet, a detoxifying diet, the nutritional support that people need. So it really is, and it has to do with watching all your intake and cleaning up your habits a bit. And I think that's one of the ways that keeps us healthy.
Absolutely. And as we're keeping ourselves healthy, sometimes family members are starting to feel a little bit maybe left out, or do I really have to go along with this? I was fine with the 10-day detox, but oh my gosh, this person's really changed. What tips do you have for staying on track and maybe convincing family members to join you?
Well, it really helps, especially if you're in a partnership, you know, with a spouse or significant other. If you can get them to do something with you, I find that the families that kind of detox together, you know, they do better together. But it is a little bit more vulnerable if somebody, like if, you know, you're a parent with kids or your partner is sick, you know, it's like, you know, you're vulnerable energetically and germ-wise as well. See, I don't think germs are the primary cause of disease. I think they're a secondary cause. And it's our healthy immune system, you know, can keep us healthy, you know, because your body knows how to fight off germs. Your body knows how to detoxify. It's just whether we overload it or we have too much exposure. So when somebody's sick in your household, like if you're a mom raising kids and the kids are sick, I mean, you're much more likely because you're so exposed, you know, rather than less so. That's why, you know, when I have somebody come in with a flu or cold in my office, they're asked to put a mask on. You know, or, you know, we refer, you know, sometimes I'll just call them and treat them over the phone because it's not ideal for them to go out or it's not ideal to expose other people, especially other, you know, other ill people. So, you know, doctor's offices, you know, many of us know that doctor's offices and hospitals aren't the safest, easiest places to go. And we have to be careful when we go there because you can get sick.
Yeah.
So, those are the basic ideas, and they really keep your body healthy. I mean, that's the goal, you know, eat wholesome foods, you know, make sure you're getting all the nutrients in. If you don't think your diet's balanced, you know, then get a multivitamin in or things like that. And I take during this time of year, I take vitamin C daily, I do ionic minerals, I do vitamin D. And many people are low in vitamin D, and vitamin D helps support the immune system.
Absolutely. I had another final question before we jump into finding out more about you and your books. You had mentioned echinacea, and I know there are other things that people shouldn't take with autoimmune. Does your book, Ultimate Immunity, cover those things? Because yes, I remember definitely. Having to look up a lot of things where practitioners who would recommend something for me, and then I would realize, maybe that isn't the right thing.
Yeah. Well, there's not a lot of things, that you need to avoid, but... And there's some preliminary studies that suggest echinacea, may agitate autoimmune issues. My co-author in that book, Sandra Barrett, is a PhD biochemist and, studied immunology and taught that. So there's some pretty in-depth information in that. But it's really a simple book. All my books, Sharon, are visual as well as literal, in terms of linear. I realized when I started writing that I want the right brain and the left brain to both be stimulated from the pages. So every two-page spread in my books has charts and visuals and all that, and Ultimate Immunity is like that as well. And Staying Healthy with the Seasons like that, the detox diet, even my recent Staying Healthy with New Medicine. I'd like to have everything kind of summarized into charts and, boxes and images.
Well, that's what I love about your books. They're easy to read, and I appreciate all of my learning styles, everything, right. Bringing all of my senses into this. We're just down to the last couple of minutes. I want everyone to know how to get a hold of you and find more about your books, because I think all of your books are awesome. And I want to throw out their easy reads too, which is very rare in a medical book.
Yeah, thank you. Well, I always try to be user friendly, and my original helper, Bethany Argyle and Neil, I still work with them on books now, and they consult for me. And so my main website is my name, elsonhaasmd.com, elsonhaasmd.com. Clinic website, if you're in Northern California, there's a lot of healthy information and articles on there, is pmcmarin.com. That's Preventive Medical Center of Marin, .com. On my Elson Haas website, I have several classes that people can do. I have a free 5 Keys to Staying Healthy, where you assess your lifestyle, your nutrition, your exercise, your sleep, your stress, your attitude, and you look at where you need to improve upon. So that's a one. Then I have a program to help solve the stimulation sedation syndrome, which is a 1-week guided course called Regain Your Natural Energy. And it's basically 40 videos of me kind of coaching people every day. It's a 7-day program, but it can be done over a longer period of time. And it's just getting people off of caffeine, alcohol, sugar, cannabis, other drugs, as appropriate, working with your own doctor if you need to. But that's a program that I've taken a couple of years to put together, which is a self-guided program. I also do seasonal detox programs on Zoom, live, and with lots of handouts and support. And just like you and I are talking, well, we might have, 20 or 30 or more people with their little pictures up in the corner. And everybody can talk to one another. We can break off into groups. We can put materials up. And it's really the new way of doing groups, because now, I have people on the East Coast and West Coast. I have people, my last spring cleanse, I had somebody in Sweden, somebody in Belarus, and so it's really fun to connect with people. And we set up meetings and email, contacts. So there's really a support, because it's hard to do kind of these detox programs or cleansing on your own. It's nice to have a guide. It's nice to have other people that you're doing it with, because people get weird, when I first started doing this 40 years ago plus, people would say, oh, I'm on the fourth day of a cleanse. And people would look at him like, are you crazy? You're going to kill yourself. That's not safe. Or doctors would say, why are you doing that? That's not safe. And they have no experience of seeing that it really is safe. And I've watched thousands of people. I've never had anybody really get majorly sick, never lost anybody. Because you're really tuned in. I coach detox so people can tune in to like, what's right for me, and people can adapt it. And I give people, I don't have a set thing. It's not like everybody does this. I give people kind of, I think that the best way of teaching and being a doctor is to empower people to think for themselves. And one of the courses I teach called, you know, being your own best doctor. Mm. And healing from the inside out, which is really what we're talking about. When you take charge of your health for that only body you're given at birth that you're going to have for your whole life, and there's no one more responsible for taking care of it than you, I mean, you're going to take care of that body and you're going to get the benefits of that, or the troubles if you're not taking care of it.
Yes.
And we're all a little bit different genetically, but you know, most people, when you take better care of things, they last longer and they work better.
Yes. And one of the things I love about your work and your books, it's always upbeat and sharing is telling us that it's not too late to start wherever we are. I think a lot of people are like, oh my gosh, I'm this far down the road. And with Dr. Huss's books and work and his online courses, it's not too late. You can reverse that course pretty quickly and easily. And what I love about your classes, online classes, Doctor, is the camaraderie. You know, the ability to go, okay, this just happened. Is that okay? Or am I normal? It's just somehow the reassurance of a group is always helpful to you when you're going through something that you haven't been through before. So I appreciate all that you bring to us, to the show, the Autoimmune Hour, and to us all the time with your work. And everyone, give it a try. Go to his website. I'll have the different websites up on the show page, and it's ElsonHassMD.com, and check it out because it's fabulous. He gives away so much amazing, good information, and his books are just awesome. As I said, my favorite part is they're always an easy read, easy to understand. They're not medical jargon. You can figure it out. So everyone, go have a great weekend, whatever your adventures, and join me next week for another episode of the Autoimmune Hour. Enjoy.
The information provided on lifeinterruptedradio.com is for educational purposes only. What you hear, read, and see on Life Interrupted Radio is based on experience only. The information presented here should never be used for any legal, diagnostic, or treatment purposes. Always seek sound legal, medical, and/or professional advice regarding any problems, conditions, and any of the recommendations you see, hear, or read here on Life Interrupted Radio.